Have you been injured in an accident, struck down by workplace negligence, or by a surgeon's errant hand, endured disfigurement, embarrassment, or worse? Against all these woes, take heart. The law firm of Bellario and Balthazar, LP, shall plead thy case, and from the heartless foe, who, making thee its victim, doth endure invile indifference unaccountable, will wring such justice from that shame-bowed neck as might within law's scope deserve it be. We thusly pledge to raise our client's station, and for wrongdoing win fit compensation. But soft, we'll prattle not like witless birds. Our clients spin their tales in their own words.
My 13-year-old daughter obtained a controlled substance from our friar, who purchased it from a local merchant, and she later used that controlled substance as a part of a fake and then not fake suicide pact with a young man she met at a party. I was bereft. However, at a friend's suggestion, I sent a servant to Bellario and Balthazar, LP. They filed a suit that very day against the friar, the apothecary, and the armorer who made the dagger with which she ultimately stabbed herself. The result? The friar has been banished. My family now owns the apothecary shop, and the armorer who made the dagger is required to affix a special warning label to every dagger they sell for the next 20 years. Thanks, Bellario and Balthazar. That's justice.
'Tis true. In search of justice, we do rail as far afield as reason dares entail. E'en if in distant past thy woes befell, fear not. We'll take old cases on as well.
Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely rapt. Apparently the surgeon was drunk at the time, so it's no surprise that Mum suffered a variety of complications, including death, from which she never recovered. As for me, my right leg hurts like the devil himself when it rains, and my face is forever stuck in a sort of pained grimace. I figured I was screwed, but my squire contacted Bellario and Balthazar LP on my behalf. They took on my case and filed suit, not only against the surgeon, but against the College of Medicine from which he supposedly graduated, and secured a substantial judgment in my favour. Thanks to Bellario and Balthazar, my mother Shade no longer walks the halls and galleries of my ancestral home by night, which is nice. And I have enough gold to buy Scotland. Now that's a consummation devoutly to be wished.
I, though your legal worries be minute, to strive for justice will be resolute.
The man who ran our local slaughterhouse, Dick the Butcher, not only routinely offered mutton dressed as lamb, but also sold me some very questionable meat pies that he claimed to have obtained from an artisanal baker in Rome. I figured I'd just find a new butcher, but Bellario and Balthazar, LP, sought me out, promised me justice, and took on my case on a no-win, no-fee basis. They didn't just get me my money back. They put Dick the Butcher out of business and had him executed in the town square. It seemed a little extreme at the time, but I ended up getting like a year's worth of meat for free, so who cares? Nice one, Bellario and Balthazar.
And so our tale is told as like as not, at least enough to fill this radio spot. So we entreat you, when you next bring suit, choose lawyers who, with courage resolute, not trembling nor quaking with alarm, against seas of legal troubles taking arm. For never were their lawyers so thorough as our Balthazar and Bellario.
Law offices of Bellario and Balthazar LP, now with offices in all major cities and provinces, including our newest location on the west side of Verona City Center, two doors down from Hooters.